The Supreme Lord is so magnanimous and forgiving that even a living entity who approaches Him with all the four defects but is eager for entering devotional service, the Lord can accept the devotional service and deliver the living entity. As you know, the four defects are imperfect senses, because of which we get illusion. Due to illusion, we commit mistakes. And when we commit mistakes, we try to hide the mistakes by doing cheating. Prabhupada makes the same list with a slightly different name. He says inability, insanity, errors and cheating. Jatayu had an inability in completing his service of protecting Sita. And Dhruva Maharaj experienced an illusion Bharat Maharaj experienced an illusion in becoming attached to the deer for a while. And Dhruva Maharaj committed the error of wanting to wipe out the race of Yakshas just to fight back on his brother Uttama's murder. And Putana put up the drama of a mother and came with an intention of cheating Krishna. But you will see these defects are all washed away because they all had some good intention in entering devotional service. So the devotional service is so mighty and so powerful that even the defects of the living entity are rectified by the Lord because of His all good nature and magnanimous nature and broad heart. Therefore, the chanting of the holy name, although it is done with innumerable mistakes and sins and offenses, if a devotee's intention is to rise above all this and call out the holy name purely, seeing that one good intention, the Supreme Lord is ready to accommodate the living entity and personally take the responsibility for purifying the heart of the devotee. Just like a newborn calf, his body is covered with many impurities which are all washed away by the mother cow by licking the body of the calf. In the same manner, Lord Krishna personally takes charge and responsibility for cleansing and the four defects in a devotee, one who is bent upon becoming the Lord's devotee, one who would never want to leave the lotus feet of the Lord, one who begs and prays and repents and wants to hold on to Lord's devotional service. Such a devotee has a very bright future. Therefore, even if the chanting of the holy name is not done purely, if one makes a sincere attempt and makes a struggle, one can easily please the Lord and attract His heart simply by making that sincere endeavor. And that is how, inch by inch, a devotee gradually gets purified over time and attains the shelter of the Lord. But if somebody maintains their cheating nature, like the 10th offense talks about maintaining material desires and getting into plan making, then they are cheated by the Lord. Like Prabhupada says, Mrityu Sarva Harashchaham, he says. The living entities come into this world and they take all the goods which are Lord's property and try to cheat the Lord by enjoying them. And the Lord reciprocates with their cheating by snatching away everything at the time of death. You took everything from me, now I take everything from you. The Lord also reciprocates very nicely with the living entity's mischievous nature. But actually, why Lord's cheating is also beautiful? Because all material activities are bad, all spiritual activities are all good. In material world, even morality is bad, because morality without God is simply cheating. Whereas in spiritual platform, even cheating is good. When Krishna steals butter, it is all beautiful. Or Krishna snatches away all the commodities of a conditioned soul, stripping him at the time of death is very good for the living entity to get realization that nothing belongs to me. Therefore, one should know Krishna is a supreme reciprocator, and despite all of the deficiencies, with this understanding, of his magnanimous nature, one should call out the holy name with the best of one's sincerity possible. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Nam Prabhu ki.